we doing, folks? Thank you for stopping by Big Jim's Garage. I'm your host, Big Jim O'Brien, here in the Motor City, is where we originate from. I want to get to a couple reviews in a bit, but I wanted to start off talking about the relationship that we have with our cars, not only here in Detroit, but anyone listening to this, and the relationship that you and maybe your dad, your mom, and siblings had with a car. We're going to talk with the gentleman, Demarius, in just a second. A promise he made to his dad, and then the new Bronco was delivered to him. It's a great story, but it just brought back memories. I mean, our love, if you're listening to this, you obviously enjoy vehicles, love cars. But time and time again, we get these amazing stories from people who talk about how this was my dad's car. Like, for example, my wife, Kathy, her dad has a 38 Buick in his barn in Conneaut Lake, Pennsylvania. What's so amazing about this car is this is, while not the exact one, it's the same make and model of the car he picked up his wife for their first date so many years ago. And it has that emotional attachment. And I know somewhere down the road, it's going to wind up being one of his kids' cars. I don't know if we still have that connection with cars now. It's few and far between. You know, and I'm not turning old guy here, but we do have more of a disposable society. We don't pass down cars. You're like, oh God. Now, selfishly, or not selfishly, but I really believe the Bronco is going to be one of those cars you're going to hand down 10, 20 years from now, the way you can personalize it. Jeeps are that way now. Pickup trucks are that way. But we talked to Demarius about the relationship with the Ford Bronco that he had, his dad, and a promise he made to him.
Hey there. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
How's the Bronco?
I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm still the happiest guy on the planet right now.
So, Demarius, explain the story, though, because there's a deeper connection. You made a promise to your dad that you were going to get a new Bronco.
Yes, I did. He knew how much I love my 96. And me, you know, taking it to different little spots here and there, going off-road and fixing on it, making it mine, customizing it. Soon as I heard from Ford that you will be able to do all of those things with the new one, plus more. That's what really spurred me on. And he knew that I love this truck. He knew that I love the truck. Definitely, you know, I kept that promise to him, and I couldn't believe that they gave me that call. It said that mine even arrived. So it was pretty awesome.
Demarius, so you obviously, this truck was a thread with you and your father. You lost your dad a couple months ago. How long ago was this?
This was a year ago.
It's been a year already.
In May. It was May of 2020. Actually, it was during the pandemic. And no, he did not have COVID.
Right.
he loved me very much. I love my dad very much.
So let me ask you then, when you're sitting in this Bronco,
yeah,
is he in the seat next to you? Do you feel him there?
Yeah, very much so. I'm actually with my little brother now. We actually jumped in it right now. So ironically, we're definitely taking a ride in this rain. We can't stop driving this thing, man. It's we could hear, we both can agree. We can hear him now saying that, oh, all that hard work and paid off finally.
And it's not even, you know, we talk about maybe being a Detroit thing, and it probably is because of our love of cars here in the Motor City, but your connection between that car and your dad, that Bronco is going to be special to you for the rest of your life.
Yes, it will. Most definitely.
Well, you're awesome, man. It's one of those stories that we think about, and you know, my dad and I had a connection through cars. It's something we talked about a lot, and I talk with my kids about it, but your dad sounds like he was a hell of a guy.
Yeah, yes, he was. You know, he really taught me to enjoy the simple things, and ironic, that's pretty much when I was building this truck online, I did keep it simple. So I mean, I didn't put too many things on there just for the simple fact. I want to have fun with this thing just like I did with my 96. And I still have it. It's being restored. But I look forward to being able to put a bunch of add-ons and things like that over time and really making it mine. And I'm glad Ford did that. And that's something I know my dad would have wanted me to do anyway.
Yeah. This is your Bronco. This is his Bronco too. Demarius, you're a hell of a guy for doing this, man. Appreciate the time and your entire family. Give mom and your brother a hug for all of us. And this Bronco is such a great story. It's so much more than just a cool off-road vehicle. This is a promise you made to your dad.
That's right. My mom loves it too, by the way. She was able to jump right on in it.
Demarius, great talking to you, man. We appreciate you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's an interesting story, and you see the love affair that people have, not just with Broncos, but all sorts of cars. And when these iconic brands come back, what they mean to people. Yeah, it's a hell of a story. And again, I've talked with a couple people about this. Jeep and Bronco competed against each other. You know, it's the best for us consumers. They're going to step their game up. They're already doing it. You're seeing things you may not have seen. Because, you know, how the auto industry works, you got to bring it out when you need to. But the updates, the changes, the refreshing stuff that they're doing, the Bronco is a blast to drive. And I'll have some more reviews of that in a couple weeks. I'm going to spend a day off-road with it outside of Detroit. So we're going to go tear it up. But all the initial reviews are coming back just holy crap. And the Bronco Sport, I've spent some time in there. All right, real quick, I want to touch on a couple vehicles that I've spent some seat time in. And the first one is the 2021 Hyundai Venue Denim. This is the car that Fiat wishes they had released here in the States. $20,000. It's cute as hell. You're getting 33 miles a gallon on the freeway. Ton of headroom. I'm 6'5", and I can jump right in this car. Now, is it plastic inside, some of the materials? Yeah. It's a $20,000 car. I read reviews, and I'm like, what did you expect? This is the kind of car, though, that I would buy for my college-age kid. I'd recommend him to get it. A first car, you're starting out, that's what you would get. It's practical. It's fun to drive. The sight lines are great. It's got all the bells and whistles in it. And the denim is the loaded one. The loaded, I'm doing the air quotes. I think it was 24. But, yeah, Hyundai absolutely nailed it. And there's this, if you go back to how foreign automakers, or particularly like the Japanese automakers, penetrated the U.S. market back in the day, there were these avenues, these lanes, these niches they could get into. And low-priced, entry-level vehicles are the thing. If you don't think so, look around you. You don't see cars as the entry level anymore. Just as a little backstory, used to be, I would sell you an entry-level car. I don't know, like a little three-cylinder car, whether it's a Ford, whatever, a little tiny car. That would get you into the brand. And then you would work your way up through the brand, buying more and more expensive vehicles as you make more money, hopefully, and, you know, do that. Well, you don't have a lot of cars in the U.S. anymore. People aren't buying sedans and small cars, so you wind up using trucks. Ford, for example, is using the Maverick, their new pickup truck. It's on the Bronco Sport platform. So you're going to see, and the Trailblazer from Chevrolet, smaller version, bringing that out. This is the entry level for Hyundai. They get you into this venue, $20,000, and you do that. So you'll notice that like the entry level cars are not cars anymore. They're SUVs or CUVs, compact utility vehicles. So you kind of go that way with it. But overall, it's an A. Had a blast driving it. Loved it. Liked the style in it, everything about it. It is a great car. You can shoot holes in it if you want about some of the materials. But again, remember the price point and what you're getting. And that's what makes it an A. And that's what makes the Supra a C. I drove the Toyota GR Super Premium, the 3.0. Now, driving it, oh, it's a blast. It's an absolute blast. Styling, fantastic. Car for a big guy, not a chance. No headroom, none. Had to duck and lay myself into the car. But that's okay. There's a lot of cars like that. Corvettes, again, I'm 6'5", all upper body. My head bangs off the ceiling in a Corvette. It's not fun. But getting back to the Supra, performance-wise, when you put this car in sport mode, you are gone. And I mean that in the best way possible. An absolute blast to drive. And the styling on the outside is stunning. It's such a great looking car. And then you get inside and it's just, well, here's the sound effect. I know automakers use instrument clusters, gauges, materials, knobs. Obviously, they're not going to make new ones for every car they do. But my expectation with the Supra was a little more sporty on the inside. It felt like they just took Camry parts and put them on the inside of it. Seriously, the interior was that big of a letdown. It was just clunky. I didn't like the way it's set up. It's a two-seater, so the word practical is kind of stupid. However, there's some common sense things that should have been in this car that aren't. Now, the price point with a Toyota, you're still getting under $40,000. So if you're just looking for a good-looking car, it's a good-looking car on the outside, and it's fun to drive. But as far as the interior, the materials they use, the look, the styling, not only does it feel dated, and it makes no sense with the exterior on the Supra, but you feel like you're getting kind of jammed. Physically for me, because my head's stuck in there. So I'll give it a C. But again, beautiful car on the outside, and I'm not trying to justify either way. I'm just explaining that it's a pretty car, but there ain't much going on inside. And finally, the Mazda CX-30, the Turbo Premium Plus. I love Mazdas, and I'll be the first person to admit that. I love Mazdas. I love the way they drive. And the CX-30, again, one of these subcompact crossovers. If you think about it, this is the Mazda 3. It's kind of evolved into this one now. And it's a great car. It is just a great car. I could give you all these things. I sound like the dude again the Matt Damon movie with them. You know what I'm talking about, with the big brains. Yeah, Good Will Hunting. When they get him a car and he goes, it's a good car. The Mazda CX-30 Turbo Premium Plus is one of those cars. You're going to love it. It's going to work forever. It's a hand-me-down car. They drive great. The infotainment system in there, yeah, you could clean that up a little bit. I'm not a fan of the Mazda thing. I think that's clunky. I don't like the knobs in the center console. Just never been a fan of their whole system, but that's how they're going with it. But the actual drivability of this vehicle, and this goes everything. I'm driving a Mazda 6 right now, the Mazda 6 Signature, and it's the same feeling. And I know the connection to the road. You don't feel like you're driving a milk carton when you're driving some of these SUVs. The CX-30, you feel planted, you feel safe, you feel like you're in a reliable car. It's a good car. So there you go. Just a couple cars to chew on. Wrap it up here. Now, make sure you subscribe. B-Pod Studios, always welcome. Lots to get to over the next couple weeks. Formula One's going crazy. Chip Ganassi sold his NASCAR team. Going to focus on IndyCar and IMSA. That was a big thing. He said it wasn't for sale, but they made him an offer he couldn't refuse. Now, what that means is Kurt Busch is going to be the out guy, I think, next year. Be curious to see what happens with Kurt in NASCAR. Anyway, a lot of good stuff going on. Appreciate you taking time out, joining us. Hope you enjoyed it. Feedback, hit me up on Twitter at HiBigJim. You can email me here in Detroit too, BigJim@WCSX.com. That's the radio station this originates out of here. I'm going to go find some chips for trucks, see if we can get them fixed. You guys be well.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.